Welcome to the first podcast episode of Haunted Sisters. I'm your host, Kelly.
And I'm co-host, Rachel.
Season one of Haunted Sisters is going to be based in Arizona. And our first episode is the Copper Queen Hotel.
So, first question is, what? No. Nay. Why? Why is it called the Copper Queen Hotel?
Okay, so the Copper Queen is in Bisbee, Arizona. And what I found was that the town owed its prosperity to the Mule Mountains, which were abundant in minerals, particularly copper. And it earned Bisbee the nickname of Queen of the Copper Camps. So I'm assuming that that's why it's called Copper Queen Hotel.
I get the copper part. I'm still lost on the queen part. Bit.
Because it says Queen of the Copper Camps. So they just...
So there was a shit ton of copper is what you're saying. I'm the queen of something, so I'm the queen of copper.
I think so. I think that's...
That feels right.
I feel like that feels good.
Proceed.
So like I said, it's in Bisbee, Arizona. it was built by the Copper Queen Consolidating Mining Company starting in 1898 to 1902. They decided to build the hotel in order to give the dignitaries and investors a place to stay when visiting for business.
Fancy.
Or pleasure.
Ooh! Scandalous.
I don't know. It just said business in there. The hotel has been visited by many celebrities, including First Lady Nancy Reagan, John Wayne, and Julia Roberts.
Our Copper Queen.
Who I love her.
That's why it's called the Copper Queen Hotel.
That's probably why.
They knew she was going to eventually attend. They knew it.
They knew it. The hotel is said to have three rooms that are haunted. So I'm going to go over the three rooms, and then there's a little bit of extra stuff in there, too.
Delicious.
Yes. So the first room is called the No Name Room, which is a great name.
Does it have a room number, or is it just the no? Like, if I were to call and I was on my phone and I called and I went, hey, I want to make a reservation, would I say this, the no name room? Or it'd be like, room 375, doll, put me in it.
I'm sure there is a room number, but I don't think it says it.
That's
interesting. It just says no name room.
Okay. Why not? Sure.
Yeah, it just says no name room. Okay. Like the other rooms that are haunted have room numbers and then like a name related.
Associated with it. But this one is just no name room.
That's all.
Would you say it's the spookiest of the rooms in your opinion? Because that's all I care about.
It's a little creepy, but no.
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 No, it's not.
Okay.
Because there's some things.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I mean, this is a little creepy, but... Okay, so I remembered why it's called the no-name room. Because the other two rooms that are said to be haunted, or are haunted, however you want to phrase it, they have names of people associated with the room.
I know, right? You know what? That makes a lot of sense because this is a haunted hotel. And usually your apparitions have names.
Very clever. But still, it didn't say what room number.
Okay.
It just says no. Okay, so the one who haunts this room has taken the shape of an older man who is seen wearing a top hat and cape. Yes.
A cape like a
Dracula.
Dracula is so much cooler. Yes. Rewind it. Like Dracula's cape, if you will?
Yes. Like Dracula's cape. There are times when...
Seems dramatic.
There are times when residents and staff can smell cigar smoke, which I was like, ew.
A fancy broad.
Yeah. He is said to be lurking in doorways.
That's creepy.
That's what I thought. As well as hiding or appearing in the shadows of rooms on the fourth floor. So.
I feel like it's more of a magician's cape than Dracula at this point, because he's lurking and hiding around corners.
Why
would... like a magician would. Like, you pop out at people when you're a magician. But no? Am I wrong? Maybe the magicians I've been working with.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a Dracula thing. Or just a creepy old man thing.
Yes.
It's kind of offensive, but... You know.
Not at all. No. There are lots of creepy old men lurking in dark, creepy places.
That's disturbing.
It is. Okay. So.
So that is all that I found on the No Name Room. Just some dude who thinks he's fancy with his magician cape.
His top hat.
And his top hat and cigar.
So.
And it's only... It's weird because it says the whole fourth floor, so
he's not really haunting one specific room. He's just kind of trapezing across the fourth floor, peeking in people's rooms and smoking cigars.
That room might be the one that he's seen in most, and then the other rooms on the floors are ones that they just smell the cigar smoke. Maybe?
Are we sure that it's not someone actually just smoking cigars?
I don't think you're supposed to.
Just because you're not supposed to do something doesn't mean that they're not doing it.
That's true. So just every time someone's smoking a cigar.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's not. I don't think that's creepy. What it is. It's just like, oh, Grandpa, get out of here.
It is creepy. It's an absolutely not from me. All of these are absolutely nuts.
I would say this is the least likely one to scare your pants off.
Okay, sure. Let's move on to room 315. And this is the most famous room at the hotel. And it is haunted by the ghost of Julia Lowell. Pretty sure it's Lowell. L-O-W-E-L-L. Lowell.
For sure.
I also found that they just named a room after her, and that's the specific room she provided her services in.
Oh, a lady of the night?
Oh, she provided services on the two floors in different rooms. That's what it is. Yeah.
What? Come again. Go again. Go again.
So the room is 315, and it's haunted by her.
Okay.
They recently just named a room after her, and that's the specific room she provided services in. And it was two different floors.
So she has two different rooms?
Maybe. Sure. That's what it sounded like.
Because it sounds like she haunts one room specifically, then they found some information about another room, and they went, you know what, she was providing services here as well with her sneaky links, so let's, well, she a prostitute?
It's probably, well, it just says room 315. It says room 315, but it doesn't say it's named after her, that room. So I'm thinking that, like you said, they found another room that she visited frequently with her friends. At night or during the day. You know, no judgment of what time you need it. And so they named that room after her.
Okay. So what do the hauntings look like then?
So Julia was said to be a beautiful woman in her early 30s.
As she should be.
And I looked up a picture of her, and she was very nice.
What did she look like?
Like a lady.
Of the night? I don't know what that looks like.
She had long, curly, sandy blonde hair. Ooh. She was well endowed on the top.
Oh.
And she just looked like a pretty...
Like a real classy lady.
Sure. A pretty girl. I'm not sure if she was classy doing this type of thing.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get it done.
Oh, no. I know. Yeah, that's fine with me. She was a courtesan, or lady of the night, sex worker, prostitute.
All of the above.
Anyway, you wanna... Yeah. She would bring her clients to the hotel for services. She fell in love with one of her male visitors or clients.
That's cute.
It is. It's very much the Julia Roberts. You know. Oh my gosh, what's that movie?
Oh. You know what? It's Pretty Woman.
Yes,
that's the movie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. So that's what happened. She fell in love with him, and she confessed her feelings to him, and he did not reciprocate.
That's rude.
Right? Well, yeah. He was married, and...
Oh!
And he told her that
he
would not leave his wife for her.
I mean, at least he was honest. Your face is saying no.
I mean, but is he really honest? Because he's clearly cheating on his wife.
Not honest about that.
Okay, just on one side of it.
Just on, I mean, she was like, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. You're amazing. You know? You're amazing. And he went, whoa. Whoa. I'm married. I don't love you like that. I'm not going to leave my wife. But I would still like to, you know,
visit you often.
Little winky winky.
Rude. Boy. Okay.
So honest in a way, yeah.
Okay. So she was so distraught by this that she decided to complete suicide and hang herself. So
she, yeah. A lady of the night.
She hung herself.
Fell in love with this man. Mm-hmm. This man's. And she was so upset about it, she hung herself?
Yeah.
That's, over a man?
That's what it says.
Absolutely not. No. I veto. We're going here. We're going to resurrect her.
I know.
No.
It's so sad.
That's terrible.
So, her presence is felt on the second and third floors. It's a little creepy. She appears in several ways to visitors.
Okay.
She is seen dancing at the foot of men's beds.
Oh.
This one creeped me out because you know how I am about my feet being covered when I sleep. Like, they have to be covered.
Anyone who sleeps with their feet uncovered...
Is a psycho.
Is a psycho. Because those demons are going to get your little sausages.
This is exactly what's happening.
Oh, No.
So she, after she's dancing at the foot of these beds, it's said that she likes to play with their feet. Oh. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm
so done. It's a foot fetish thing. Okay.
I was like, oh, no. See, that's why you got to keep your feet covered.
Exactly.
Could she feel them over the covers? For sure.
Is the cover going to stop her?
No. But you should definitely do
extra
it anyway.
Extra security, yeah. Exactly. No, I get it.
Oh, gosh. She's also been seen as a bright white smoke. Which, okay. Some men have reported hearing a woman's voice whispering in their ear.
Oh, God.
And I was like, ooh, I got like goosebumps when I read it. Chills. It was just weird. I'm like, no, I don't like that.
She said, let me holla at you. Yeah. He said, no.
After I fiddle with your feet. Creeper.
Consent.
She didn't ask.
No.
Okay. So there's one more room that...
Wait. Does she ever haunt males?
That's what it
said. I mean, females?
Not that's reported.
Okay.
I don't think she cares about the females. She cares about the men's folk because that was her job.
Right.
And that is who broke her heart. So now she's just gonna...
Do you think she's trying to, like, seduce them?
I mean, why else would you dance for someone? And play with their toes. I mean, I don't know.
I can think of at least 10 reasons to do both of those things for non-sexual purposes. I mean.
Well, you'll have to name them for me because that's the only thing that I think of.
We'll write a list later.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure she might be. I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, whispering in your ear. That's... It's just...
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't like it.
You know when you get that, like, feeling on the back of your neck?
Yes.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Mm-hmm. So, I feel bad for Julia, but...
I do, too, because that's really sad. And it's sad that, like, I assume she had a prosperous business going on.
I mean.
You said she was pretty hot.
Yeah.
And she had a bunch of clients.
Yeah. Two floors.
That's work it. So that's just sad because she could have found someone.
And she was really young, too. Early 30s. Well, we're both in our 30s, so.
I am still young. How dare you?
That's just rude.
It is. Why would you do that to us? Why would you age us like that? It doesn't matter. What's the third room?
Okay. The last of the haunted rooms is room number 412. And it's named Billy. After the little boy who resides there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I already have goosebumps.
Billy drowned in the San Pedro River, which sprawls across the U.S. and Mexico border.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he drowned there, why he's in...
I was going to ask that. Like, if he drowned in the river, why would he be haunting this specific room?
I don't know, and I didn't see that anywhere. Okay. But that's what I was thinking when I was reading it. I was like, okay, well, if he... Like, was his family staying there, the hotel?
That could be why.
And then they went to the river, so, like, that's the only place that he knows.
I would figure he would haunt the river, but how do you haunt moving water?
I guess people, I don't know, the banks of the river. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he's said to be a mischievous spirit, you know, young boys. He likes to turn the handles on the doors and runs up and down the hallways giggling.
That's...
Giggle.
No.
Which would be creepy to me. No.
It's very much that other movie, The Shining.
Oh my gosh.
It's very The Shining to me. I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
Burn the building down.
That's really all they had to say about Billy.
Oh, that's so sad.
This little baby. No.
And they don't really have much information on him, so...
No, they don't. Same with the no-name room. Like, that's why I said, too, the most famous one is the Julia.
Yeah, because they knew, like, explicit information about that.
Right.
With Billy, how do they know? He must have been a guest, because how can you give a ghost a name if...
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume.
And then that first magician guy, tricks gone wrong.
He was not a magician.
How do you know that? You don't.
Because I just know.
He had a top hat and a cape?
Yeah.
Dracula. A magician. Okay. Hotel and cigars are really skunky. Follow me here. Cigars are really skunky. What else is skunky? Magician smoke. They throw the... And they go...
I see. Yeah.
And they disappear... Or reappear.
I thought you meant, like, They
actually smoke.
I mean, that's on them, but no, I mean like their props smokes and whatnot.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Uh huh. Yeah. So who's a magician now?
Not you or me. I don't have smoke or smoke.
You have a top hat though.
I didn't wear it today.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10 for this hotel, what would you rate the creepiness? 1 being not creepy at all, and 10 being I'm not going there. It's absolutely not.
I think it's more like a 4. Like a 4.
Like you would go there.
But not in those rooms or on any of the floors.
Okay. So she's staying outside the building in a dumpster. That's so fine.
I wouldn't sleep there for sure. Absolutely not. No.
I probably would because that's like a 2. Okay. That's a 2 for me. It's almost not haunted.
Excuse me.
And I'm not a man. So I wouldn't have anybody touching my toes. She wouldn't bother me.
No, I'm good. Okay. No. Well, no, it's like a 4. But we have some additional information.
Ooh.
So ghost hunters covered this hotel.
Okay.
And they were able to speak with an employee named Candace. She says that Candace was
an employee. No?
I'm thinking of a different one. I'm sorry. Yes, she was an employee. She says that he will mess. What in the world? Oh, Billy. Okay. It's about Billy.
Oh, okay.
So she said that he will mess with the TV if children are in the room and fold people's clothes differently. She also warns the ghost hunters team to, quote, mind where they put their bling. Billy will move it, unquote. The Ghost Hunters episode was done in 2014. And what I read from the articles, their findings were inconclusive. And they couldn't say for certain that it was haunted.
So it's a 2.
So it's still a 4.
Okay.
Because they felt like some of these things could be explained.
Absolutely.
So, it's still a 4.
If I had to stay there, I would.
Well, that just means that they didn't find, nothing happened while they were there, per se. But it doesn't mean if they came back another time that something wouldn't happen that was creepy.
I think all ghosts want to be on TV.
I've seen some of their episodes and it's not the business. I'm not okay with it.
Just, all right.
You're like, well, this podcast is about
you heard it here first. Kelly is not about it. We gotta go. Maybe we chose the wrong topic, but I don't think we did.
I think it's absolutely right. It's perfect. So I did find there's some additions. I know. I keep
more
going.
Additions.
Yes, I know. I keep going. I found out about the hotel. They have several specialty rooms. So if any of you are wanting to visit, here are some other rooms that might be nice to stay in that aren't haunted. See, those are the rooms that I would stay in. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go to sleep.
So you just end up hallucinating because of the lack of sleep. Yeah. That sounds good. This sounds great, actually.
I would just sit there all night long.
And then you'd definitely see or hear someone.
Probably. So room 211 is the John Wayne room. And it is said he picked this room for location being near the saloon. He wanted to be close to the saloon.
That's interesting.
So he always stayed in that room.
Okay.
Room 312 is the Harry Houdini room, which is dedicated to him for his legacy and world famous illusions.
And what is Houdini?
He's
a magician. Boom.
So that's who it is. It's Houdini. Who's haunting that other room?
Exactly.
No. Okay. Did he smoke?
when he did his little tricks he did. Because he was on fire.
He's on fire. Okay, room 406 was dedicated to Teddy Roosevelt at the completion of the hotel.
Thank you.
What?
I said very cute.
Oh, okay. It is said to be the nicest room at the hotel.
Oh.
So it's real fancy fans.
Okay.
Room 308 is inspired by Impressionist painter Ted DiGrazia. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Room 210 is inspired by Grace Dodge, who was a woman's advocate and socialite.
Yeah.
So she did a lot of the things. So it was very interesting reading stuff on her. Room 409 is dedicated to British actress Lily Langerty. L-A-N-G-R-T-Y. Langerty?
Nah.
Anyways, Lily, who spent a lot of her time in Bisbee and was part of the social scene. And the last one, which is pretty cool, is room 203, and it honors local Bisbee celebrity and female writer J.A. Jantz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So that is it for the Copper Queen, and in our notes we'll put the hotel address.
And any
yes.
And any additional information. Correct. So if you want any websites that we had used, we'll have those down in the show notes, and we'll have the address for the Copper Queen.
Yes.
So if you guys want to stay there, you are more than welcome to, but Kelly will not be there.
No. And if you do stay, please let us know on our Instagram, because that would be great.
So thank you for listening. We will be here next week with another spooky haunted place from Arizona. So if you want to follow along, please give us a like, give us a listen, and we'll see you later. Bye.